Mike Pompeo faces some trouble in the Senate today. He's President Trump's pick to head the State Department, but the majority in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee opposes him. That means the committee will likely not recommend Pompeo to the Senate floor. According to the Senate Historical Office, this would be the first time a Secretary of State nominee has not received the committee's approval. President Trump expressed his frustration with the process this morning, tweeting, quote, "Hard to believe obstructionists may vote against Mike Pompeo for Secretary of State." Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron visits the White House, where he'll be treated to the first state dinner of the Trump presidency. To sort it all out, we're joined by NPR's Ron Elving. Ron, happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, Eric.
So all of the Democrats and one Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee have been critical of Mike Pompeo, who's currently the CIA director. Is there a theme to that criticism, Ron?
Let's start with the one Republican. That's Rand Paul of Kentucky. He is the one opposed, and his theme would be the separation of powers, going all the way back to the Constitution, and particularly to the presidential eclipse of congressional controls on the power to make war, for example, other things, but particularly the power to make war. So when he questioned the nominee about this in the confirmation hearing, he was terribly unsatisfied with the answers that he got from Mike Pompeo. And as a result, he made it clear he was planning to vote against him. He will do so in committee tonight and presumably also on the floor.
But Pompeo did make that secret Easter trip to North Korea, Ron, to pave the way for this historic meeting with North Korea's leader. I mean, did that win over any senators or make things worse for him?
Probably didn't make anything worse because I think people want there to be some kind of rapprochement of some sort or another with the between the two halves of the Korean Peninsula. They see that as peacemaking in the long run. Not on the committee, though. With respect to the Democrats on that committee or Rand Paul, no one seems to have budged because of any of the Korea stuff. And what we did get, though, was a promise from one Democratic senator last week and another Democratic senator this morning saying that while they're not on the committee and they can't vote in that committee vote tonight, they're planning to vote for Mike Pompeo on the floor when it gets there.
So he is picking up some support. So his eventual confirmation really is not in doubt or not?
Not as much as it was even over the weekend, Eric, because Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, has said he plans to bring it out on the floor even if the committee doesn't approve and even if that would be something of a surprise given Senate tradition. He thinks that it's time we get a Secretary of State, so he's going to bring it out, and it looks as though there would be a couple of Democrats. If McConnell does go to the floor with it, it probably means he has at least 50 votes, and 50 votes would be enough in the current Senate. With John McCain back in Arizona, there are only 99 senators voting.
Well, switching to other news, Ron, French President Emmanuel Macron is in town this week to visit the president. I mean, on paper, Ron, it doesn't seem like these two guys would hit it off. You know, they were on the same page on retaliating against Syria, but they disagree on big issues, including climate change and trade. Is this something of a surprising partnership in your view?
It is, insofar as it's going to be a partnership, we're all eager to see. They have many disagreements, as you say, but the personal relationship seems to have been positive so far. Macron has indicated he hopes to charm the American president, making friendlier, perhaps, to the European consensus. He would certainly like to do that, and at least soften the hostility to the European Union, and especially to Muslim immigration that this administration has projected.
You have a sense of what the French president gets out of rebuilding this relationship or improving it with Donald Trump?
Trade is a big factor between the United States and Europe, and the European countries are afraid that in lashing out at China or other trade partners that President Trump might be angry with, he is going to inadvertently wound some of our trading partners in Europe. So that's just one way. Of course, then there's also the issue of joint defense of the Western civilization and wanting to have the United States continue to shoulder a lot of the burden for that defense.
Ron, another issue for this Monday politics soup. The Supreme Court this week will hear arguments for and against the president's controversial travel ban. What's your sense of the chance, you know, the court might rule in the White House's favor?
In the normal course of things, the Supreme Court would probably rule that the president has the broad authority that he has been asserting here to suspend and restrict entry to the United States for reasons of national security. And that is what the Trump administration is arguing in this case. On the other hand, this is not exactly a normal moment for Washington or for this issue or even for the Supreme Court, because the president's own messaging has created the impression that what he is banning here is essentially a religion or some people from that religion. So it becomes something of a religious test. And of course, the Supreme Court would not look kindly on that in those terms. So it becomes a rather tough case to call.
Ron, finally, in the few seconds we have left, Mitt Romney ran into some trouble in Utah this weekend. What is that early loss at the state level trying to get this party support tell us about today's Republican Party?
Well, first of all, Mitt Romney's probably just fine for November. But look, most Mormons are Republican, and most Mormons prefer the Romney model of Republican to the Trump option. But not all Utah Republicans are Mormon, and many of the activists on the conservative side in that state do, in fact, like Trump a great deal. And those people were out in force this weekend.
NPR's Ron Elving. Thanks so much, Ron.
Thank you, Eric.